We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Normally, I would open with, and a good Wednesday afternoon. And we'd be peppy and we'd be getting into this show and we'd complain about the weather. And maybe Dana would have a run, do not walk. I would counter it with another run, do not walk. Today is not one of those days. Obviously, as a nation is in mourning today. Following the deaths of 21 people during the program yesterday, the number when we left you last evening was one adult, 14 children. It has, as you now know and are well aware, 19 children and two adults. I believe I've seen anywhere between 6 and 17 remain hospitalized in the San Antonio and Uvalde areas. So I wish you a good afternoon. I will tell you that the phone lines are open if you want to weigh in. And the phone number for the last day is 576-7798. It will be changing tomorrow. And we'll share that with you later. So there is a new number that I'm going to have to memorize and will likely screw up for the next week. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
We were sitting here before the show started, and if we're nothing on this program, we do try to be honest every single day. And I looked at Scott and I said, I don't want to do this, and I don't know how to do this again. I don't know what to say that has not been said every single time that this happens. And we are a little bit less than 10 years removed from Sandy Hook. And I still have so much rage over what happened on that day in Newtown, Connecticut. And this just rips open that wound, I think, for a lot of people. Sure. And I was thinking about this last night, and I didn't want to think about it. Sandy Hook was so hard for me. Because I had a first grader when those first graders were slaughtered. And I knew what first grade looked like. I knew what it smelled like. I knew how it laughed. I knew what the school meant to those kids as their safe place. And so anyone listening today who has a fourth grader is probably feeling a lot of the same things I did when this happened and my son was in first grade. And I was thinking last night, Scott, all of those things that they have missed, okay? Because now I can tell you as the mother of a 16-year-old, all of those children missed their elementary school graduations and their middle school graduations and getting their driver's license and probably their first kiss, their first dance where they had to go ask a girl to dance, and all of those things that we have enjoyed with our son, who is now 16, his first job, all of those things that none of those families got to have with their then first graders that I got to have with mine. And it's the same thing all over again today. For anyone listening, you hopefully will wake up tomorrow with your elementary school kiddos who maybe are home this week and swim season's about to start and softball and baseball and all of those things. And yet, once again, we are mourning and grieving the loss of one entire classroom of kids that will never get to do those things.
It's well said. Sadly, it had to be said on this program. There was a post I saw on Facebook today, and let me see if I can find. I'll look for it here in just a minute. It was written by somebody that I'm Facebook friends with named Jill, and she wrote about it from the teacher's perspective.
Please, let's talk about that.
And if I can find it here in just a minute, I'll look for it here in a sec. And read this post. Here it is. I just found it. This was posted by a Facebook friend of mine named Jill earlier today, and I was just scrolling through my feed, and I came upon it. If you'll bear with me, it is just a little lengthy, but not too much. The meme reads, and I quote, "Every teacher you know has thought about it. Every teacher you know has a plan for an active shooter. Every teacher you know has weighed their point of fight or flight. Every teacher you know has walked their room looking for blind spots. Every teacher you know has passed their classroom to see what it would look like from the outside. Every teacher you know has wondered how fast they can lock a door. Every teacher you know has had a talk about the spread out or group together methods. Every teacher you know has gotten jumpy at least once at the sound of a fire alarm, an unplanned announcement, or even a screech from the quad. Every teacher you know has wondered if they could be in the way long enough. Every teacher you know has thought about how hard it would be to keep young people quiet. Every teacher you know."
I would add every school resource officer that you know and every principal that you know. There was an interview last night, Scott, heartbreaking interview with the now adult daughter of the principal, the beautiful young woman who was murdered at Sandy Hook. And, you know, it's 10 years later, her daughter has grown up, and she talked about remembering being shuttled into that community center. And one by one, the family members of those who had survived were taken out until after several hours, there's only 26 families left. And you knew in that moment that your loved one was not coming back. And every teacher, every educator, every school nurse, there is a shattering photo overnight of a school nurse. You can tell she's wearing her pink bubblegum smiley faces, nurse's top, and she is clutching in agony a sheriff's deputy who is grieving with her. And at least one law enforcement officer who went in there to try to save those kids lost his daughter yesterday. So every law enforcement officer I know thinks about this. And how would you, and what would you, and when would you? And the fact that we are talking about this again makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. America has a sickness right now. And I want to be a little bit careful because I don't want to create a, you know, an hour long or a 2 hour long or even a 4 hour long, however long this discussion lasts today, I don't know. I will say this to those of you who are longtime listeners of the program, this show is infamously unplanned every day. It just flows and it will sometimes go in this direction, sometimes go in that direction, and we don't know from minute to minute which direction it's going to go. I don't know how long this discussion will last today, and I don't think you do either, Dana. Will this last us an hour? Will this be 2 hours? Will it take the whole show? I don't know. I guess that's up for you to decide. But what this show tries to be, if nothing else, is an opportunity for people to civilly come together and have an honest and open discussion with each other. We try to refrain from the name-calling and all that stuff. And there will be disagreements over the course of today's show. I get that, and we understand that, and we expect it. But I think we can handle this conversation, and I expect that we will, with civility. We'll get to your calls and your comments in just a moment. We do have a full board. Brian, Jerry, Ryan, the others, hang tight. If you want to text in, of course, that is always an option. You know the number. I'm not going to read it off again. She's Dana Wright. The guy over there is Sam Stevie III. And my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. We'll go to Brian in KCK. You were first in, Brian, so you were going to be first up. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. One of the things that I've heard a little bit about was are some of the states that have red flag laws, but I don't see anything broad-based on that because there's nothing other than self-reporting about mental illness that would prevent someone who is a danger to themselves or others from going in and obtaining a gun, which is disturbing to me because I know, I have a family member that is a teenager, and I really don't think that they should have access to a firearm. But once they turn 18, there's nothing in the laws that say that they can't.
Yeah, and the Texas governor in a rather rambunctious news conference that we carried earlier today around 12:30. I don't know if you happened to catch that. It was interrupted by Beto O'Rourke, and there was a lot of screaming and yelling and name-calling. Some words went on the air that we probably would not repeat. But the governor had a simple point regarding the mental health of this person, this shooter. There were no overt signs of mental health. This is from the governor himself. There were no red flags, if you will. The only warning that came from the shooter yesterday were three Facebook posts that occurred in the time of 15 minutes prior to, 30 minutes before the shooting at the elementary school took place. The shooter said, "I am going to shoot my grandmother."
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter, he put on Facebook, "I just shot my grandmother." And then 15 minutes prior to arriving at the elementary school, and I'm going to paraphrase here, but close enough to be dangerous, he wrote on Facebook, "I am going to shoot up an elementary school."
It is one of the reasons that Be on the Lookout that was issued ended up, Scott, there were so many armed law enforcement officers there quickly, so many. And it still didn't matter. I heard one of them say on CNN today, they were outgunned and they knew it. And, you know, today people want to have the conversation, do we arm teachers? Well, in Texas, that's already a law.
It has been for 4 years.
It has been for 4 years. In Buffalo, there was an armed career law enforcement inside that grocery store, Mr. Salter, career Buffalo police officer, who still wasn't able to stop the carnage in that grocery store. I am so angry about the guns. I know that there are people today saying that this is not the day to talk about that. I will remind you, in 2015, look this up, the governor of Texas, who so badly wanted to make today's news conference about mental health, wrote, and I quote, on Twitter, "Your governor of Texas, he says he is embarrassed that his state was ranked second behind California in requests to buy new guns, albeit still with 1 million requests. Quote, let's pick up the pace, Texans. We are a country awash in weapons. Other countries have mental illness problems. Other countries have video games. Other countries certainly have mental health issues, the same that we do. We do not come anywhere close when it comes to the number of deaths that we are seeing from guns. And I am including suicides, murders, and mass shootings."
The argument would be made, though, that that ship has already sailed.
Correct. There are 300 million out there, enough for every man, woman, and child. The genie is out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. So then the question becomes, what do we do from here? Is it arming teachers? Well, Texas already had that. That didn't work. Is it putting an armed security guard in a grocery store so I can go shopping without the fear of being shot? There was an armed guard in that grocery store. That didn't work either.
Somebody on the text line has a good question. How did this shooter get into the school? Governor Abbott said during his news conference today, and my jaw dropped, he went in through a back door. We were hoping to have your friend on the program who specializes in school safety and school security. He wasn't able to join us, so maybe we'll get him on sometime later this week. Although, and we were talking about this out in the newsroom, why don't we just play one of the interviews we've done over the past year?
Or two.
That followed a school shooting.
Or three.
It would be the same thing. This school, I'm sure, had done countless active shooter drills. They all have. And you're going to hear talk over the next few days, well, we need to put police officers in every school. Sam, if you wouldn't mind, can you look up the number of public and private schools in America? Because it is going to be in the hundreds of thousands.
And even then, Scott, think of all of the schools that already have armed officers in them. We are one of them.
Yep.
Our school has two, if not three, armed police officers in that school. It really is. I say this and I am not even laughing because it's not funny. At some point, we have to have a conversation about the weapons that are doing this. We have to. I can't believe I'm going to quote here from Matthew McConaughey, who was born in this Texas town, by the way. Did you see that?
I did.
He calls this an epidemic we can control. Once again, we have tragically proven that we are failing to be responsible for the rights that our freedoms grant us. This is an epidemic we can control. Whichever side of the aisle we may stand on, we know we can do better. We must do better.
Jerry in Lawrence, you're next. Hello, Jerry.
Hello to you both, and thank you for taking my call.
Anytime.
I am coming at this from two different angles. I am a parent who has lost a son, not to gun violence, but so the feeling that I have for the parents who are now on a journey is just mind-boggling. And, you know, when people say their hearts are breaking, I know what they're going to be going through now. And so I'm looking through that lens. But I'm also a retired educator and now work with schools across the country. And someone said this morning on one of the news programs, and I wish I had written it down, but the gentleman said, you know, school districts and teachers are being called into question at risk for being able to say the word gay and to be able to be questioned about what we are now teaching and every other regulation that's being put on us or put on our current educators. And he said, and now you want to arm them? Are you kidding me? And I didn't say it as eloquently as he did, but to be able to arm teachers and require them to do that is absurd, in my opinion, as a former educator, because it opens a whole other avenue of question. Where do you store the gun? Do you store the gun separate than the bullets?
Yes.
What if the child gets a hold of the gun? We are so in question all the time.
And asked to do more and more and more and more,
exactly.
Jerry.
Exactly. And asked, you know, and now we are so questioned about everything that we do, legitimate and quite frankly not legitimate. And now you're asking us or going to ask us to be armed. And I guess what I would say is give me a break.
All right,
Jerry, amen, and thank you for the call. We would ask our elementary school teachers to do that with the fear that it would go off and kill a child. And we would then ask our high school teachers to do that, Scott, with the fear that a larger high school student hell-bent on doing harm would wrestle the gun away from you. This is what we're now asking of our teachers.
576-7798.
Ask, there are 130,930 public and private K-12 schools That's according to 2018 data.
130,000.
Yeah, almost 131,000.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Sam. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we got a full board. We'll try to get everybody in. Do the best we can. DJ in Oklahoma. DJ, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm very saddened. I was up early thinking about this, and there's nothing worse than a parent losing. What's even worse is if a grandparent loses their grandchild, then it's just heartbreaking. So I'm up thinking, trying to think what is a solution. I told Sam about, I think maybe video games might be an issue. Like Mortal Kombat came out in 1992. That's a long time. And this guy was a loner. So, but as I sat on hold, I looked at Great Britain's gun law and how they've localized it to the police. The county police gives 5-year certificates. So why doesn't America just wipe the slate clean and everybody gets recertified?
DJ, thank you for the call. And I would love to hear from our police officers on this. There was a longtime law enforcement officer on one of the cable channels this morning who said, we are outgunned. We know it. And he said, this is a law enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. He said, I would like to think I speak for most law enforcement officers that we do not want the high-powered guns that we are seeing in these massacres out on the streets.
I would imagine they probably
as
don't.
Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment as most law enforcement officers are, I've often wondered that. How could you be for that when that is the very thing killing the officers in these scenarios? And thank God the 3 officers who were injured in this latest shooting survived, but the officer in Buffalo did not.
One of the officers yesterday was actually hit in the head. He was lucky, or maybe somebody was watching over him because it grazed his head, but another inch over and he's dead.
I just, every time we go down the road of movies or video games or mental health, I will remind all of you that this is a uniquely American horrifying embarrassment.
I would also remind everybody, because we fielded a couple of calls, DJ, and I thank you for your call, man. But there were a couple of folks who called in yesterday saying there has to be a correlation between the video games and what's going on. DJ mentioned Mortal Kombat apparently came out in 1992. I don't remember the year it came out. But I would remind you that other countries are not immune to these video games. Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, you know, whatever games the kids are playing these days, I don't keep track of it all. These are not only sold in the United States. These are sold and bought in Europe. They are bought in other parts of the world. Sam, what are some of the other games? We mentioned one yesterday on the program that's really popular with the kids.
There's many. There's Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. I mean, if we're talking about shooting games in particular, there are dozens, if not 100 shooting games on the market
right now. And there's nothing when you buy these games at GameStop or wherever you go, there's nothing, and I've never bought one, so I'm asking you out of ignorance, There's nothing on the case that says only sold in America.
No, they are most definitely sold and played internationally. You can play with people from other countries.
Yeah. Josh in Lee's Summit. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
So I want to preface this by saying that I am a gun owner myself. But this is absolute insanity. This has got to stop. This country has idolized the Second Amendment for way too long. Every idol of our heart or every untouchable thing requires a sacrifice. And apparently it's okay for this country to sacrifice minorities and kids and teachers and cops. I was talking to a friend of mine who I don't even own AR-15s, right? But my friend does, and he had enough. He's like, his wife is a teacher in the Belton area, and he said, I'm willing to revamp that whole thing to save kids and to save lives. The previous caller had mentioned, and he was right, in 1996, the United Kingdom, in Stirling, Scotland, to be specific, had a mass school shooting in 1996. They passed legislation. They have not had a single mass shooting since then. And Dana, I agree 100% with you. When people say, well, it's not a gun issue, it might be mental stress or mental illness. You could be mentally ill, but if you don't have access to guns, you can't commit mass murder, right? There's a reason why people reach for their AR-15s or these semi-automatic weapons to destroy students at schools, because they're designed to kill. You know, there's a reason you don't go to Price Chopper or a grocery store and pick up a bag of marshmallows to throw people. Yeah. You know, that these instruments are designed for mass carnage. And until Americans are willing to take, and I'm not talking about, you know, throwing stones at each other. I'm talking about genuine humanity coming together to say, look, this country has an issue. We have got to figure out something. Some middle ground somewhere. And I'm all for, you know, longer checks. Or, hey, if you want a gun, you're going to have to wait 2 months. If you look at Japan, to own a gun in Japan takes you over a year. If you want something long enough, you'll be willing to do the due diligence, the background checks, maybe even have a mental health check to make sure that you're not clinically depressed or something like that. But, again, as a gun owner, we've got to revamp the Second Amendment.
Josh, let me ask you about the age here, because I remember hearing when this idiot was 18. Yes, we send 18-year-olds off to war. For the most part, they cannot drink legally or smoke legally. And I think it's astounding to most critical thinking people that an 18-year-old who is barely old enough to make their own decisions could get their hands on a weapon of this magnitude. I really do believe we have to have a conversation about age, and that doesn't mean that some of the other mass shooters aren't in their 20s and 30s, and that wouldn't have stopped it. I'm thinking of Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah.
But 18, and I don't want to paint with a super broad brush. Do you know how dumb most 18-year-olds are, Josh? Oh, it's why their insurance rates are so much higher. Look at the automobile insurance rates for a young male versus a young female. There's a reason they are higher.
Yes, 100%. And when you look at the average age of these mass shooters, I mean, the list is atrociously long. Most were in their upper teens or lower 20s. And I am all for, and again, I know there are some people listening right now that might be pretty mad with what I'm saying, but we're not talking about an outright ban across everything. Maybe we just put an age limit on it. Heck, you can't smoke a cigarette till you're 21, right? Why not make it, hey, you have to be 25? Because I sure hope to God that you are more mature at age 25 than you are 18. But something's got to give. Something has got to give.
Josh, do appreciate your passion and your call, my friend. Thank you for it.
Good.
Be well. Robert in North Kansas City. Robert, hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing quite well. Thank you.
First off, I just wanted to say thank you for how you were reporting this yesterday, you know, cutting to other stories when the story was breaking and numbers weren't accurate. But also, I think that the school should actually teach kids about firearms. I have three kids of my own, and once they were old enough to see the difference in toys and my live firearms, I started teaching them about them and what they could actually do and how to use them as a tool to better protect themselves. And I think that's something that all kids should have, instead of being glorified like they are in video games, in movies. I'm not trying to blame the movies or the games,
but because, Robert, we haven't had those conversations, and because this started some 20 years ago, but even before Columbine, you know, the education that our children have received is how you hide, or when you hide versus when you spread out, or when you smash a window to get out versus when you shelter in place quietly. And that should make all of us just absolutely sick that our kids grow up in schools now with these drills. I have no doubt that the children who were predominantly fourth graders, I believe,
correct,
in this school in Texas, grew up having these drills, Scott. Where do you go? Where do you hide? What do you do? The teachers sure as hell have been through that. And it still didn't matter. And it didn't matter because of the gun.
And we will, I'm sure, during the course of this program today, get into school security.
We have to, because there's some reporting that it was almost 30 minutes before they got in there.
Yeah, that he was inside the school for 30 minutes before he was eliminated, killed. Thank God that he was killed. That he was able to access, this is from the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, earlier today, that he entered the school through a unlocked back door. We've had the conversation about how do teachers lock their classroom.
The Sandy Hook gunman shot his way through.
Yeah.
So you can also say, well, they should have locked the door. Well, in Connecticut, he shot his way through.
Mm-hmm. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. It is good to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. The mood in this country reflects the weather that you see outside. It is gloomy and rainy. The numbers out of Texas have not changed today, and dare I say, thank God for that. 19 students dead, 2 teachers. We have learned more, though, about what happened in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday afternoon during the course of this program. Sadly enough, the gunman had apparently posted 3 things on Facebook prior to the shooting at the elementary school. 30 minutes prior, he said, "I am going to shoot my grandmother." Right after that, he wrote on Facebook, "I just shot my grandmother." And then 15 minutes before he entered that elementary school, he said, "I am going to shoot up an elementary school." He didn't name which one he was going to shoot up. And let's be honest, how would anybody have been able to track that and stop that? It would have been, I would proffer, impossible. There are reports, and we'll get into this later on in the program, that the shooter was in the school for 30 minutes before he was taken out. All of the children and adults were killed in one classroom. There were actually 2 classrooms. There was a door between the 2 rooms, and all of the people who were killed were in those 2 rooms, but they're saying it's basically one classroom because there was a door between the 2.
The children were asked to wear a nice outfit with 2 days left in school with fun, fancy shoes as part of the school's end-of-year celebrations. The theme was Footloose. The celebrations included an honor roll ceremony as well as certificates, Scott, for perfect attendance. And if there is one story I cannot get out of my head, it is the child, age 10, who asked her mom and dad to stay home yesterday, and they sent her to school.
Mm. Mm.
May God be with those families. I don't have words. I really don't.
Somebody on the text line writes, 1725 writes, where were the metal detectors? Metal detectors, even if they were in that school, and I don't believe they were, would not have stopped this. This man came in through a back door at the school. Now, if you want to ask why was that door unlocked, okay, that's a fair question. But metal detectors is not going to stop someone like this. They're not going to go, oh, you caught me. I got my guns on me. I better turn around and go back out. And keep in mind, as we have had our conversation with the school security expert over the way too many times, and I mean no offense to him by saying that, you for a metal detector even to be effective, you have to have somebody manning it, presumably somebody with a gun. Where are we going to get all of these security slash police personnel?
The first communication that went out to parents on Facebook at 11:43 a.m. said, please know at this time, Robb Elementary is under lockdown status due to gunshots in the area. The students and staff are safe in the building, and the building is secure in a lockdown status. Shortly after came a second post. There is an active shooter at Robb Elementary.
Ryan in Olathe. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Scott and Dana. Thanks so much for facilitating this conversation. Frankly, I just can't even participate in it in social media because it's so distorted and real conversations aren't happening. So really appreciate you all having a guiding a conversation, and just really want to encourage you guys to take care of yourselves through this process as you're doing the service. I know it's not easy for you to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, just something that's been stirring in my heart, and I was in ministry for about 18 years and left that some time back. And just, you know, I appreciate some of the sentiment online where people are just saying thoughts and prayers aren't cutting it anymore. You know, when is it going to change? And as someone who's been perhaps empathetic towards Second Amendment, you know, I don't really wade into that stuff in any forums per se. But there's got to be a breaking point. And I really think the question isn't how do we fix it right now? The question becomes who's going to lead the charge in fixing it? And we've obviously got this barrier in politics of conservatives and liberals who have different opinions. And I honestly think that there's got to be some conservative leaders at the state level, at the federal level, who step up and say, we're going to give the Second Amendment advocates 6 months to come up with a solution, or we're going to take actions that we can take. But I think the ball's got to be put in their court. You can't just say protect our rights if you're not going to provide a solution for keeping our students safe.
Ryan, I don't know if you remember, there was a mom and her son was named Noah. I cannot forget his little sweet face. And she wrote a searing, raw piece after Sandy Hook, describing what their family had been through, Ryan, and describing specifically what Noah looked like. The lower third of his face was gone. He was a first grader. And I remember her saying very clearly, I brought him into this world, and it was my duty to go be with him and hold his hand, as horrifying as that was, to see what had happened to him. And sometimes these stories are so horrifying that I do think there's a disconnect, even with the lawmakers, about what this really looks like when you are screaming about someone's right to have a weapon of war, what it looks like when you go in there and there are 19 children dead. Those first responders will never be the same. We know that an undetermined moment after the shooter entered the school, a 10-year-old girl, Scott, called 911. She did not survive. Release that call.
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.